Here we are, halfway through fiscal 2017, and federal information systems, when it comes to cybersecurity, still resemble Swiss cheese, full of holes. That's not me saying it. It comes from one of the leading cybersecurity researchers. Joining me with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, you've been digging around, and what is the industry now saying about Swiss cheese and cybersecurity?
I really like this analogy because for someone like me who is still kind of getting a handle on what all goes into a strong cybersecurity system, it's easy to understand. Swiss cheese has holes in it, and if you want full coverage on your sandwich, you're going to need to put multiple layers on the bread. And the same goes for cybersecurity. I wish I could take credit for that analogy, but it actually goes to John Forte, the deputy executive for the Homeland Protection Mission Area at Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory. Say that five times fast. Forte was part of a panel on hacking at an Akamai government event, and he brought out that analogy when he was asked about active defense methodologies.
Everything's a Swiss cheese, a layer of Swiss cheese when it comes to defending networks. A hacker's going to find that hole and figure out how to get in. So a layered defense in depth, to talk about an old phrase, but do it deliberately. And do it in a way where all of the attack vectors that could, think like a hacker as you defend, and all of the ways that you could be looking to defend your network should be taken that next step further to say, how do I make that adversary's time on all of my attack vectors really complex? And that's probably how you can start changing the game. And that's fine, you have to do that. But how do we don't have to be drones and robots as we take on our defensive methodologies within our organizations. Ad lib, right? What the recipe that you're following today to defend your infrastructure is the same recipe and cookbook that the adversary is reading. So if you think about it like that, ad lib, you gotta do that. Those are the kind of the basic blocking and tackling kinds of things that you need to do on a day-to-day basis. But how do you mix it up a bit?
John Forte of Johns Hopkins University, I guess he's saying what people already kind of know is that they know your playbook. They're probably watching your keystrokes.
Exactly. And yeah, you don't want to be looking at the same thing and then doing the same things. They'll know exactly where your next move's going to be.
Any suggestions coming from this discussion on what else agencies ought to be doing that they're not?
Roger Baranko, Director of Global Security Operations at Akamai Technologies, said knowing your infrastructure is key to basic cybersecurity, which we also kind of know. And Rod Turk, Deputy CIO and CISO at the Commerce Department, said the same. You have to know your system's architecture or else you're not going to know where it needs protecting. Turk also said that basic blocking and tackling can do a lot of good toward protecting your system. He said federal agencies have lagged behind the ongoing march of technology, which we know when we talk about IT modernization. But fortunately, a lot of the cyber attacks that are launched are from malware that's not all that sophisticated. And in fact, there are already patches available.
You got to load those patches. You've got to make sure your operating systems are up to date. Because I'll tell you, the major companies involved in operating systems do not want to tell you that there's a flaw in their software. That's like a recall for an automobile saying that there's something wrong with your car. So when they come out and they put a patch in place and they tell you that they have a vulnerability, that's a foot stomper. This is a problem you need to take care of. And that's the way we approach it at the Department of Commerce. Now, I'm not going to tell you that each and every time a patch comes out, we load it immediately, because all of those different functionalities I mentioned earlier, there's lots of one-off types of systems that we use that we want to make sure we're not breaking things that we're testing. But the point there is that you need to be able to load those patches as quickly as possible, get that vulnerability remediated, because I would tell you that you can probably prevent, I don't know, north of 90% of those exfiltrations if you just take care of those things.
So Rod Turk, CIO of Commerce, is saying do the patching, the basics. But I have to tell you, Meredith, when the first continuous monitoring program got started in the government, that's what they were saying 6, 7, 8 years ago, do all your patching. People aren't doing it, or they wouldn't have to keep reminding people to do it.
Well, that's what I was thinking too, because I go to these panels and that always seems to be the advice. And I think, is that just because nobody is doing it, or is nobody listening to what the other person is saying? And I think what's interesting though, Rod mentions that commerce has so many different components to it. He said, we do stuff for the bottom of the ocean and the surface of the sun. And so each little office is different.
And what else came up there?
Another thing I learned is that vulnerabilities aren't always within the agency. agency, but in the end user. Take the Federal Emergency Management Agency, for example, FEMA. Wade Whitmer, he's the deputy director for FEMA's Integrated Public Alert and Warning System Division, you know, that horrible noise that breaks into your TV or on the radio, warning you of something. He said his biggest challenge is training the user base, since his division is largely dependent on the information systems and infrastructure at other agencies and organizations. Emergency operation centers often are not staffed by government employees, nor are they cyber practitioners. They're local emergency center operators who rotate shifts on a 24-hour schedule. They're volunteers and who will find workarounds. He said a lot of times the security password will just be taped to the computer.
Making it easier for them, making them more aware of that is a big deal. In the short term, it's education outreach and watching what industry and what all of our federal partners are doing. Really, in the long term, I want to get completely out of the infrastructure business. The only thing that matters for public alert and warning is credibility of the message. Credibility of the guarantee that who sent that is somebody that's recognized and who they know, and that message didn't change while it got there. So longer term, I just want to give that guy a credential and let all of the private sector public infrastructure take care of making sure that message moves. It's a message with high priority that is from a valid source.
That was Wade Whitmer, the deputy director for FEMA's Integrated Public Alert and Warning System Division. So the takeaway from this panel was that you need to get a fresh perspective on your defenses, a fresh set of eyes, and think like a hacker, or at least a little bit outside the box, and that'll go a long way for your cybersecurity.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. I guess sometimes the old advice has to be repeated over and over. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
You can check out Meredith's and all of our cybersecurity coverage at federalnewsradio.com.